Okay, Erev Pesach Tav Shin Pei Dalet. So, if we look throughout the Torah, there's sort of two words that the Torah very much associates with Pesach, Zechira and Shmira. So, Zechiris Yitzin Tzayim, Zechiris Yitzin Tzayim, Zechiris Yitzin Shmira, Shmatim is Matzos, Shmira is Chorish Aviv. And the question is like, why is it that there's such an emphasis on Zechira and Shmira when it comes to Pesach and Yitzin Tzayim? So, perhaps we can explain as follows. The significance of Zechira, of remembering something, is that it brings about a certain sense of longing for something in the past. The Pasuk says, Sefer Yirmiyah, Zechart Elcha Chesed Ne'raich. Chorish Baruch Hu remembers the chesed they did to us when we were young. And when a person remembers something which happened many, many years ago, it brings a certain sense of cherishing, it brings a certain sense of endearment. But the same thing is true, explains this last answer when it comes to Shmir as well. The Pasuk says, Avi Shama Sadavar, that Yaakov was Shomir, the dream of Yosef. And Rashi explains that it's a certain sense of anticipation, that Yaakov was waiting, is anticipating for that dream to be fulfilled. So both the ideas of Sechir and Shmir are both ideas of anticipation and both of longing. And I think the idea of Pesach is that what Pesach, as you see since Samuel the Miracles is supposed to be, is that it's meant to steer us forward now to the proper path to receive the Torah and Shavuos. And the way that we're able to receive the Torah and Shavuos, before we're able to receive the Torah, first we have to build up a certain sense of anticipation, a certain sense of longing, desire to receive the Torah. And that's what Pesach is all about. Kosh Baruch Hu did all these miracles in Mitzrayim. We're supposed to remember that we're supposed to be remember those miracles, but we're also supposed to safeguard, supposed to anticipate those miracles in order that we're going to now have the proper attitude, the proper excitement to be able to receive the Torah on Shavuos.